بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High.
الذي خلق فسوى.
Who created all things and fashioned them in good proportion. Who created all things and fashioned them in good proportion. God created everything in the universe from the earth to the heavens and endowed each with right proportion and balance, giving it the best possible form.
والذي قدر فهدى.
Who determined and guided them. Who determined, your Lord determined, that is, before creating anything, God decided what its role would be in the world and what would be its size, its shape, its qualities, and its location. God also decided the means and opportunities that should be provided to it for its existence, sustenance, and function, how it should come into existence, how long it should remain in existence, and how, after accomplishing its task, its existence should come to an end. This scheme in its totality is known in Arabic as taqdeer, meaning God's determination of all things, and guided them. That is, God did not simply bring a thing into existence and then abandoned it. On the contrary, God informed each created object what the mode of its function would be.
وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الْمَرْعَى.
Who brought forth the pasture.
فَجَعَلَهُ غُثَاءً أَحْوَى.
And then made it into a blackish straw.
سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
We shall make you recite, and then you will not forget. We shall make you recite, and then you will not forget.
This refers to the early period of revelation. At times, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would start rehearsing the verses while Gabriel was in the process of communicating them to him. He did so lest he might forget them. For this reason, God asked him not to rehearse the revelation while it was being communicated to him. He should rather do no more than listen attentively. He was assured that after a portion of revelation had been made, God would make him recite it, after which he would then never forget.
إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى.
Except what Allah should wish. He knows all that is hidden manifest and all that is hidden. Except what Allah should wish.
True, if the Prophet, peace be upon him, had committed the entire Quran to memory, this was not because of his own capacity to do so. It was rather because of God's special grace and succor. For, if God had so wanted, he could have erased from the Prophet's memory, either wholly or partially, whatever had been revealed to him.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى.
We shall ease you to follow the way of ease.
فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى.
So render good counsel if good counsel will avail. So render good counsel if good counsel will avail.
This is to stress that God does not want to place any undue burden on the Prophet, peace be upon him, as regards to preaching the message of the true faith. He does not want him to embark on such impossible tasks as making the deaf hear and the blind see. Instead, God wants the Prophet, peace be upon him, to engage in the relatively easier task of giving good counsel to those who, in his opinion, are capable of benefiting from it. However, he need not pursue those whom he knows, on the basis of personal experience, to be incapable of benefiting from good counsel.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى.
He who fears Allah shall heed it.
وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى.
But the wretched will turn away from it.
الَّذِي يَصْلَى النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى.
He will be cast into the great fire.
ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى.
Then he will neither die in it nor live.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى.
He who purified himself shall prosper.
وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى.
Remembering his Lord's name and praying.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
No, but you prefer the present life.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى
Whereas the hereafter is better and more enduring.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى
This indeed was in the ancient scrolls.
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى
The scrolls of Abraham and Moses, peace be upon them.